News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, here we go. Another day and more declarations of states of emergency. We'll get into that coming up in just a second. 61 now. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way. First, let's check traffic. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. This St. Patrick's Day starting off pretty good. Airport in Bel Air Boulevard. The only accident we've got, it's a minor fender bender, and they're moving it out of the roadway. State troopers are clear, but say they're running radar. But the Bayway, the Causeway, still looking good for Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges, and with a 1,000-yard range, all situated on 160 acres. Go to SilverCreekRange.com and hit the info request button. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with isolated showers. Highs will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with fog. Lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, isolated showers with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and an event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
607 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, Kane, and of course you at 343-0106. That's our text line, phone line 343-0106. 29 cases now of COVID-19 in the state of Alabama, one in Baldwin County, 160 cases in Florida, a dozen and a half over in Mississippi, 4,600 plus cases nationwide as we get into this week, looking at this doubling effect. And that's something that we were talking about yesterday. Dalton had pointed out last week, if you look at the track, the scope of this in other countries, maybe with the exception of Italy, because it's been beyond exponential there. Mm-hmm. Italy is just really having the worst time with it. But if you look at other places where COVID-19 has been, about every 3 days, the number of cases double.
Yeah, it seems to be the case, and we've seen that now in Washington State, which had the most cases initially, but then they've been since surpassed by New York. And if you look at, no matter how you break it down, whether it's internationally, nationwide, or by state, we see that same kind of trend.
So what's going to happen around here? Mobile County has declared a state of emergency, but the city of Mobile hasn't. Silver Hill, Fairhope, Foley, Baymanette all declaring states of emergency. Gulf Shores hasn't. I'm sure in the next couple days, probably the city of Mobile, Gulf Shores, and others that haven't probably will. Testing for COVID-19 right now at Spring Hill Medical Center. They're awaiting test results today. They got a tent set up outside. They don't want those people that may be infected with COVID-19 coming inside the hospital. We'll talk more about this. Saw the continued run on supplies out there. The missus, maybe she'll send me the pictures. I can put them up, or she'll put them up on her Twitter feed. Yeah, she was in Rouse's yesterday. Rouse's right by our house. What's up? And she said, man, I got some stuff, but the produce, Sean, it was wrecked. She had pictures of, you know how you have the bins in the produce area, like mm-hmm. the leaning bins? Empty.
Wow.
And then she said, not nary a bag salad, even the bag salads that not everybody wants, like some of the...
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, there's the popular bag salads, and then there's the ones that aren't. She said even those things were gone,
wow.
too.
Wow. And I saw our friend Brendan Kirby, he tweeted yesterday from the Daphne Publix, where they have a sign out in front of the canned goods now, limiting customers to two of each item in that section. The good news is, though, I saw a tweet from Seattle yesterday. Someone said, hey, you guys are about 2 weeks behind us, and I just wanted to show you our aisles of our grocery stores, and they had everything in stock except toilet paper. They had a little bit of toilet paper.
Right.
They weren't completely cleaned out, but they did have canned goods, meat, produce, so it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I used it as a lesson last night with the kids about supply chains and how, you know, this is basically an on-demand economy, that the stockpiling is not needed, that used to happen with the warehouses in individual cities, that deliveries are happening as needed. So when something like this happens and you have an increase in demand, until the supply chain can pick up the pace, mm-hmm. you get these little, you know, dry spots in there, and that's what we're seeing. I guess it'll work itself out. Panic buying will stop. The panic, by the way, too, panic buying, and I talked about this a good bit on Twitter last night. I want to let y'all know, as Governor Ivey, as of Friday, declared a state of emergency for the state of Alabama, reducing the amount of travel and work in person state employees are doing. Not to worry. The critical functions of our state government are still there full speed.
Good.
The ABC stores have not closed. The liquor stores are fully staffed. They said they may close some near suburban centers. I don't know what that's about. But ABC stores are open. So we may curtail other parts of state government, but the part of our state government that sells liquor is going to stay open, because it's important to have the state continue to compete with private enterprise out there in the liquor business. It's really part of the core job of government. By the way, if you're new to the show, often I'm sarcastic.
Well, I'm sure they saw that, you know, they wanted to keep cleanliness. It's very important during this COVID-19 outbreak, and they saw the recipes to make your own hand sanitizer and realized that they need to be able to sell us grain alcohol or whatever it takes.
Right. PGA to the rescue. Hey, on a serious note, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi have all set up COVID-19 hotlines. We got the phone numbers here for you, also the websites, and we'll put that up on our social media.
We're also seeing a lot of restaurants, a lot of fast food restaurants now moving to drive-through only to limit the amount of people in one space in the dining room. And, you know, you get that single-use plastic or paper bag that they pass out the window. That's a lot less likely to pass on coronavirus.
Yeah, and a presser yesterday afternoon, Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson asked local restaurants to keep the social distancing, 6 feet between tables, 50% capacity in the restaurants. Talk about that coming up in just a little bit. And I got an idea, too, something we can all do to help out local restaurants and servers and all those kind of things. So,
okay.
Well, I'm just saying, the short of it is, first part of it is buy gift certificates.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Gift cards and all that. Mm-hmm. If you're wanting to help these restaurants right now with cash flow, which they need,
definitely.
What if you find your favorite place or even a new place and go buy yourself, go stop by and say, hey, I know we're not doing, I just need to get gift cards, you know, for the future.
I love
and that.
That
helps those restaurants have cash flow, helps them keep going, and then you can redeem them down the road. Everything's up and going. You come in and bring the family in, have a big meal.
What a great idea. A lot of our local stores, too.
So maybe we get an organization, like if you've got suggestions out there and stores that are offering those gift cards, let us know. We'll pass along that information.
And coming up in sports, go ahead and add the Kentucky Derby and the Talladega race to the list of postponed events.
Can't wait to hear Feinbaum try to figure out what to talk about again this afternoon.
I know.
It's pretty tough. All right. And on the national front, President Trump had his presser yesterday, talk about coronavirus and the national angle on this and what's going to be done. And also Dr. Fauci talking about the timeline. Here's Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
No national lockdown, but a warning from the president and his coronavirus task force that social distancing should be adhered to for the next 15 days and in lower numbers than previously suggested.
Avoid gathering in groups of more than 10 people. Avoid discretionary travel and avoid eating and drinking at bars, restaurants, and public food courts.
The president is leaving it up to states to set rules about whether bars and restaurants should be open. Many states have told such businesses to close and or offer just carryout. But the idea is to cut down on a spike in new cases that is anticipated, with suggesting no social gatherings of more than 10 people in one place.
If we do a really good job, we'll not only hold the death down to a level that is much lower than the other way, had we not done a good job, but people are talking about July, August, something like that.
The advisors around Mr. Trump clarified that is how long the virus may be dangerous, not how long social distancing to no more than 10 should last. No friend of the president in normal times, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo believes there should be national policy.
A whole hodgepodge of efforts being taken across the country. This state is doing this, this state is doing this, this city is doing this. It's chaos.
While bars and restaurants are going to suffer severely as Americans hunker down and eat in, there is one industry with a few major players the president thinks will need help from Uncle Sam as losses mount.
We're going to back the airlines 100%. Not their fault. It's nobody's fault.
For a possible solution, infectious disease expert on the task force, Dr. Anthony Fauci, bringing news of a vaccine test in Seattle, an area hard hit with COVID-19.
It's a trial of 45 normal individuals between the ages of 18 and 55, and the individuals will be followed for 1 year.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
Yeah, this is something we're going to talk about throughout the show today and all our social media platforms with you. So if there's a bailout, talking about the bailout for the airlines out there, what about a bailout for other businesses? You've heard Sheldon Adelson, the big magnate of the casino world, asking for a bailout for casinos. What about this? If in the, the House has now passed, I think it's third package here in relief. What if they start asking for business relief for casinos and airlines? I would say that you start to ask, where do you end? Where do you say if you... President saying yes for airlines, where do you draw the line and say, okay, but that's, we're not going to do it for this? Or are you going to do it for everybody? And how do we afford this? We'll talk about that with you on the text line at 343-0106. We'll check news right now from Channel 5.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Voters in Florida will head to the polls today despite concern over coronavirus. Poll workers across the state spent Monday getting the polls ready to open at 7 this morning. Florida is one of three states holding primary elections today. Ohio postponed their election. Spring Hill Medical Center in Mobile confirms they have tested multiple patients for COVID-19. Those results are expected today, according to hospital officials. A large white tent is set up outside the hospital. They are screening patients in the tent before they enter the hospital. There are 29 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Alabama. Several communities in Baldwin County have issued states of emergency after one case was confirmed at North Baldwin Infirmary over the weekend. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office has been awarded a $30,000 grant to crack down on speeding. That money came from the state. The crackdown began March 9th. It will run until September 30th. I'm Jessica.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Chances are you or someone you know is struggling with an addiction. And just like most things in life, if you ignore it, it won't go away. The truth of the matter is if you want to reclaim your life, you need help. That's why you need to call the National Recovery Center sooner than later. We can't help unless you're ready to be helped. You need to want a better life. You need to want to stop the downward, out-of-control spiral you've been on. You need to make a conscious effort and take control. Our programs are designed to provide you with the care and support you need. Every person is treated with a unique treatment plan designed specifically for you, regardless of what stage of addiction you're in. Don't let the pain of addiction ruin your life. Call 800-950-0248. That's 800-950-0248. 800-950-0248.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, good morning. 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Add the Kentucky Derby to the list of sporting events that's been postponed due to COVID-19. Louisville's WLKY-TV has reported from multiple sources that Churchill Downs will put off the Derby from May 2nd to September 5th. It'll be the first time since 1945 that the Derby won't be run on the first Saturday in May. It was delayed that year when the federal government issued a ban on horse racing because of World War II. The ban was lifted May 8th, and the Derby was held that year on June the 9th. The only other year that the Derby was not held in May was back in 1901. It happened on April 29th that year.
So the last time during World War II,
there was the government put a ban on horse racing. But it was lifted in May, and they ran it June 9th, 1945.
I'll be darned.
Interesting. There's your fact for the day.
I like that.
NASCAR released a statement yesterday announcing the postponement of all its activities and events through May the 3rd. That announcement comes following the cancellation of the Atlanta and Homestead Miami races. Now you can add races at Texas Motor Speedway, Bristol, Richmond, Dover, and yes, Talladega to the list. The series plans to return to the track at Martinsville Speedway in Virginia on May the 9th. In that press release, NASCAR said it still intends to hold all 36 races this season, with future rescheduling to be determined.
What does that mean for, like, in Dega, in just the town there? What it means for those gas stations and hotels and restaurants? That's huge.
It is huge. And,
Out the airlines, where are we going to bail out Talladega?
I think they should. Okay. Or I think they should either not bail out one or bail out both. But, you know, the good news is some of those places, they do have two races a year, so they'll be able to double up. But you're right, having two separate days on different ends of the calendar, that adds a lot more money to the town than one big weekend. If you were looking for a sport to watch this past weekend, the only organization that held an event was the UFC, which went through with an event on Saturday in Brazil with no fans in attendance. Yesterday, the UFC postponed its next three events, the last of which was scheduled to take place on April 11th. While the rest of the sports world is on pause, the NFL ensured there would be plenty to talk about as the offseason schedule continued as scheduled. Yesterday morning, the franchise tag deadline came just before the legal tampering window, which allows teams to make unofficial deals with free agents. Dallas had been working to re-sign quarterback Dak Prescott. They franchise tagged him yesterday to keep him from entering free agency as they continued to try to work out a deal. Last night, the Cowboys re-signed former Alabama wide receiver Amari Cooper to a 5-year, $100 million deal. Tennessee used their franchise tag on former Alabama running back Derrick Henry. Cincinnati tagged wide receiver A.J. Green. Kansas City tagged defensive tackle Chris Jones. Tampa Bay defensive end Shaq Barrett. The Giants defensive lineman Leonard Williams. Jacksonville defensive end Yannick Ngakoue. Chargers tagged tight end Hunter Henry. In the biggest move yesterday, the Houston Texans traded all-pro wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona for running back David Johnson. The Cardinals also received a 2020 fourth-round pick, while the Texans receive a 2020 second-round pick and 2021 fourth-round pick. Late last night, the Buffalo Bills acquired wide receiver Stephon Diggs from the Minnesota Vikings. San Francisco traded defensive tackle DeForest Buckner to the Indianapolis Colts. Mobile's own A.J. McCarron announced last night that he is re-signed with the Houston Texans. The former St. Paul's and Alabama quarterback was the Texans' second-string quarterback last season behind starter Deshaun Watson. Former Atlanta tight end Austin Hooper signed a deal with Cleveland that makes him the highest-paid tight end in league history. The Falcons replaced Hooper with a trade for Baltimore tight end Hayden Hurst. Quarterback Kirk Cousins agreed to a 2-year contract extension with Minnesota, and the Las Vegas Raiders agreed to a deal with former Tennessee Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota. 624, that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with isolated showers. Highs will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with fog. Lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, isolated showers with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the 1 and 2 bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning from the Silver Creek Shooting Range Traffic Center. We do have one minor fender bender. Mobile Police Department are working at Airport and Bel Air Boulevard without injuries and are moving it out of the roadway now. Cross the Bayway and the Causeway, no problems. Daphne, Spanish Fort, you're clear. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner invite you out for lunch today with 7 wings and french fries for just $9.99. Also enjoy their chicken Caesar salad, 3 fish tacos, and Philly cheesesteak, all served by the world-famous Hooters Girls Till 3. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 627 FM Talk 106.5, and a happy St. Patrick's Day. Whether you can get out and raise a pint with others, probably not today. We do with the family. The kids are always, Daddy, why do we have to drink this Guinness? It's a joke, y'all. It's a joke on this St. Pat's Day. Let's see. What is happening out there? People are saying, you know, don't go, just like over the weekend, don't go to the big St. Patrick's Day bashes, but do something to celebrate maybe at home. One of the ideas here is to attend a virtual St. Patrick's Day party. Mm. The Milwaukee Irish Fest is the largest Irish event in North America.
Really?
And I have not been, and that is a shame. I got to fix that. There'll be live streaming performances and videos on social media. And those guys right there, Dropkick Murphys, are streaming their show live from Boston with no audience. Now, it's a tradition up in Boston to have the Dropkick Murphys. Been doing that for 2 decades to play. Now they're going to do it online. I'll tell you where when we get back.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Emergency officials in Escambia County, Florida will activate their emergency operations center and declare a local state of emergency this morning. This comes after the Florida Department of Health confirmed the county's first case of COVID-19 on Monday. There are 160 confirmed cases in Florida, including one patient in Okaloosa County and a death in Santa Rosa County. There are 29 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Alabama. Several communities in Baldwin County have issued states of emergency after one case was confirmed at North Baldwin Infirmary over the weekend. The city of Orange Beach is offering free child care as schools across the Gulf Coast close. Child care will be available for residents and city employees from 7 in the morning until 6 in the evening beginning tomorrow. You can find more information about how to register your child when you search Orange Beach on WKRG.com. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on. I'm Jessica Taloney.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When I was born, I got lucky. A gift, if you will. My early life was really hard for many reasons. But at the time, it really didn't seem all that hard. I had a close relationship with my brothers and sister and loads of friends. Those days of desperation and poverty led me to my job today, representing the people, not the powerful. But my job is really not a job because I never considered it work. In many ways, it's more like a public service. Now, as I age, I get to look back at all the cases and all the people and all the trials. And the best part is when I get to see you all out and about. When I pray before I sleep, I thank God for the gift I received at birth, the genuine love I have for people, all people. Maybe that's why my work never seemed like work to me. When I was born, I got lucky. I got to meet all of you. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Now is the time to compare your auto and homeowner's coverage with what the Craig Smith Agency can offer. Craig's agency has some of the most competitive rates and some of the best discounts offered in the market today. Ask about their new lower auto rates. If you're buying a new home or building a home, check with the Craig Smith Agency for the gold certified home discount. Let Craig and his professional staff be your trusted advisors for your specific insurance needs. Call 626-2500 today or come by the new location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
If someone you know is dealing with mental health issues, here are some important helpline phone numbers. For individuals and families needing help with substance abuse, call 1-800-662-HELP. For stress, anxiety, and depression symptoms following a natural or man-made disaster, call Disaster Distress Helpline 1-800-5990. And help for employers and union representatives dealing with drug-related items in the workplace, call 1-800-WORKPLACE.
Uncertainty in today's presidential primaries after Ohio Governor Mike DeWine had voting in his state put off until June, his health director declaring a health emergency. Florida, Arizona, and Illinois are moving ahead with the voting, although, as Leila Santiago reports from Hialeah, with Florida's elderly population, turnout is a question.
You're looking at one in five falling into that 65-plus category. So a lot of concerns in terms of the health concerns and who will show up for voting today.
Florida election officials say there has been heavy early voting. Global stock markets are volatile after the brutal sell-off that gave Wall Street its worst loss yesterday in over three decades. Futures have been up and down overnight, up 2.5% currently across the boards. The Senate today expected to pass the health package to help Americans deal with the coronavirus, with attention already turning to the next legislation, a potentially $750 bailout for industries hard hit during the pandemic. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Futures are about 1% higher after stocks suffered their worst day in nearly three decades yesterday. The Dow Industrial skidded 2,997 points, or nearly 13%. The Nasdaq dropped to 970. France is promising $50 billion in immediate aid for businesses and employees impacted by the coronavirus epidemic. French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire says the response to the pandemic will slash 1% from France's gross domestic product in 2020. Distilleries are putting their spirits to work to help fill the shortage of hand sanitizer. Green Mountain Distillers in Vermont is giving away a hand sanitizing solution, and Durham Distillery in Durham, North Carolina is donating one to hospitality colleagues using high-proof alcohol and other ingredients. A Pennsylvania distillery owner grew so disgusted by the skyrocketing price of hand sanitizer online, he's also converted his operation and selling it for whatever people want to pay. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, Monday nights at 6. After the Paul Feinbaum Show, join Corey LeBounty and me for FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night. There's a lot to keep up with and discuss in the world of college and pro sports. Every Monday night at 6 on Sports Night, we'll discuss the hottest topics, recap the weekend in sports, and preview the week ahead. That's FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, Monday nights at 6 after the Paul Feinbaum Show. And make sure to grab the podcast at FMTalk1065.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, and another morning starting at 63 degrees. I'm starting to, we're in a rut with this.
Yeah, it and looks like tonight low will be 63.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
But today, we've got actually a slight chance of a shower today, and I mean just slight. We're going to see mostly cloudy to partly cloudy at times. Another warm day, up to around 78 degrees this afternoon. We made it up to 80 yesterday. And if we do see a shower, it'll be isolated and occur mainly during the afternoon hours. Now, tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, and we'll see fog develop after midnight. And as I mentioned, the low tonight, about 62, 63 degrees. And then tomorrow, pretty much a copy of today's weather, a slight chance of a shower, and it'll be mostly cloudy to partly cloudy at times, upper 70s. The rest of the week, Thursday, partly cloudy, around 80 degrees. Friday, a slight chance of a shower, and it could get into the low 80s. But then Friday night, we'll see some showers as the cold front approaches. And on Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy with scattered showers, a high in the low 70s. And then Sunday, still some scattered showers around, a little cooler, with a high in the upper 60s. So we will see a front come through and Friday night, and it's going to not really cool weather, because temperatures will be seasonable. The normal high this time of the year is 71, and it will be close to that over the weekend.
All right. So, but the best chance at getting rain starts Friday. Really, today is not much of a chance. Or
Friday night and into Saturday, some scattered showers. Most of the rain will actually occur over northern portions of Alabama, but here along the coast we'll just see some scattered showers. And then with those slightly cooler temperatures over the weekend, we'll still have some shower activity around.
Yeah, we could use it to wash the pollen away. You know, that would be that'd be a good thing. You hear me getting choked up?
We need
about
a good
it.
Heavy shower to help get rid of that that pollen. And right now, it just looks like some scattered showers.
All right, and I noticed something yesterday. I thought this was—I mean, not surprised, because you kept us up to date with what's going on. But with the rivers at such a flood, with such huge rain amounts in central and northern Alabama, I saw the map come up, you know, the drought map, and it showed a very light drought, but areas of Mobile County. And I said, you know, what is the irony of somebody who lives like in Saraland, where they're saying there's a light drought at the same time the river is pushing up in their yard?
Yeah,
you know,
this is a strange situation where the heavy rains are to the north, the rain, the waters are coming down to the Gulf, and they're going through an area that's been dry.
Strange deal.
And we're running for the year now about more than 3.5 inches below normal here.
Y'all hear that? I want people, because we have, with all the flooding and all that, people would assume that down here we're way over, but in fact we're, like you just said, we're dry.
We're dry, and here we're looking at a situation for the next few days where we just get a slight chance of a shower, and there's a better chance over northern portions of Alabama.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your update on this St. Patrick's Day. Speaking of pollen, so I'll say this. I don't want to start problems, but when I pulled in this morning, your vehicle that's gray, that I could see the pollen go, it's real dark still. It's real dark when Dalton and I get to work. I could see the pollen from that one sodium bromide light or whatever it is out there.
Yeah, kind of like a nuclear glow around my car.
I could see the pollen on that. I'm lucky that you got to get right up on my truck. I've got a Toyota Tacoma that's that. The tan color, which, by the way, they're everywhere now, but 3 years ago people thought I was crazy with that color. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't show the pollen until you get right up on it, then you go, oh my god.
Yeah, my driveway puts me in a bad spot. Good for shade, bad for pollen.
So I think I have a little wash down from the hose, or just wait for Friday in the rain.
It's coming this afternoon.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5. I got a story, a St. Patrick's Day story, a Louisiana meets Ireland story.
Oh, okay.
And this is not their parade there in New Orleans that got canceled. This is a story about an item from Louisiana that ended up washing up on a beach in Ireland. Tell you the story coming up in just a little bit. And also, I mentioned before we had gone to the news break there, so the Dropkick Murphys, that probably everybody knows them because their music's used in so many commercials, and these guys, right? All right, so they're the Irish punk band out of the Boston area. They do a big live show up there every year. It's a big deal. Well, this year, with all the shutdowns and the COVID-19 warnings, what they're doing is they're doing a show by themselves, but they're streaming the show live from Boston with no audience. The website Distractify, Distractify. You can go there, distractify.com, and they've got a streaming list here of shows, and you'll see the Drop Pick Murphys have their streaming St. Patrick's Day show. It will be live from Boston and available for all of us starting at 6 Central Time. And you can go on there and check out the full show, and they will be playing to no audience in person, but to all of us around the country, so we can enjoy some Dropkick Murphys for St. Patrick's Day, you know, if you're having some corned beef or Guinness or something like that.
That's great. That's awesome. Just don't arrange any big house parties while you're watching.
Yeah, very, very small. Be the Sullivan family St. Patrick's Day party. All right, 6:40, we'll check traffic coming up next.
Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure, sample products before you buy, and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Accident free conditions continue now from Daphne, Spanish Ford. It's been a good ride across the Bayway downtown for the tunnels. So far from the airport, Spring Hill and Dolphin at 65, no delays. Old Shell, Schillinger Road, and Tillman's Corner at Theodore all looking good so far this morning. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and in Foley on McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. See them online and on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
All right, 6:42, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on the St. Patrick's Day. Some good news, but celebrate there just with the family at the house. And remember, social distancing out there. You and I were both commenting on, I was going through the newscast last night, and Lanise and Byron over at Fox 10 were socially distancing themselves. My buddy Jason Smith doing the same thing there. Everybody was separated. It was ridiculous, though. You and I both, you spend even more time in it, but I, you know, studied television as well as radio at the University of Alabama. And that's a hard shot to get. You can't get both anchors in one shot. You have to do you can do a super wide shot, but then you can't get a close shot with both anchors.
Yeah, no, you'd have to use all three cameras or however many they have in there and switch them back and forth. But, you know, the meteorologists have always been socially distant. They've kind of had that going for them.
They do, but our buddy John Nodar on Channel 5, he goes wandering up to the anchor desk.
He does.
And he throws a foot up there and, like, leans on the desk and does this thing. So he's got to socially distance himself from the anchors there. 29 cases of COVID-19 now in the state of Alabama. We're waiting for more results coming in. There were some tests done in Mobile County yesterday at Spring Hill Memorial, and we'll find out more today if those were positive. One case in Baldwin County, 160 cases in Florida, 4,600 cases nationwide. Death toll now in the United States is just came up.
I think we're at 85 now.
85. So it's not, I mean, 85 is not a huge number, but what I'm worried about is what we've seen in other countries where every 3 days the number of cases doubles, and that's the big worry going forward. Also, you had the big presser from President Trump and Dr. Fauci and everybody yesterday, and President Trump calling for some pretty heavy duty changes here. I mean, 15 days of, you know, not getting out and about. And part of this, you said you were reading a story that there is information came from United Kingdom or the
The New York Times. So they put this story out that 30 scientists at the Imperial College London, and made up of epidemiologists, and they're the coronavirus task force team that was put together over there in Britain. And apparently they shared a new study with the White House, and that was confirmed by Dr. Deborah Birx, who's on the White House task force for the coronavirus, and some pretty disturbing numbers that they put out. Now, I haven't seen this. It's the New York Times, and they got it confirmed from Deborah Birx that they got this information from this study group. But they said, you know, if we continued about our business as usual and didn't take any steps to limit the transmission of this virus, that 2.2 million Americans could possibly die from this if no steps were taken. And the really scary part here is they said if we did quarantine for 3 months and did everything as right as we could by ourselves, that we could cut that number in half. But even then, you're still looking at 1.1 million deaths. The group most affected by that, according to this study, would be those who are 80 and older, where they say 8 to 9% could die if infected.
Yeah, this is a such a morbid conversation, but one thing I would question in those numbers, and I don't know, it's a question I have, how many of those fatalities would be there even if it wasn't for, you know, in that population, even if it wasn't for COVID-19. I mean, quite often we'll see stats from natural disasters or a hurricane comes through and they'll say the number of deaths from hurricanes, and some of the deaths are, I guess they happened during the hurricane, but they could have happened, you
right.
know, anyway.
And there's just no way to know which one to blame, I guess.
So that's the biggest number I've heard.
Yeah, and this story, I mean, they claim that this, we're talking the Imperial College London, which I've heard mm-hmm. of before, and this is Britain's coronavirus task force, but they said that this was sent to the White House, and that's why we saw such drastic measures taken yesterday in that press conference from the president.
All right, we'll get more clips from that coming up. Plus, I have good news stories. I did it yesterday. I'll do it again today. Good news stories around this coronavirus outbreak, people doing right by each other. You know, this situations like this bring out the best in people. Makes me smile, makes me happy. Plus, on this St. Patrick's Day, the story of a hard hat that went from Louisiana to Ireland. More details coming up. News is next.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Voters in Florida will head to the polls today despite concern over coronavirus. Poll workers across the state spent Monday getting the polls ready to open at 7 this morning. Florida is one of three states holding primary elections today. Ohio postponed their election. Spring Hill Medical Center in Mobile confirms they have tested multiple patients for COVID-19. Those results are expected today, according to hospital officials. A large white tent is set up outside the hospital. They are screening patients in the tent before they enter the hospital. There are 29 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Alabama. Several communities in Baldwin County have issued states of emergency after one case was confirmed at North Baldwin Infirmary over the weekend. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office has been awarded a $30,000 grant to crack down on speeding. That money came from the state. The crackdown began March 9th. It will run until September 30th. I'm Jessica.
Come on, kids, get in the car. Move along. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. If you're like me, you don't like wasting time. And waiting around for something like a quote on your insurance? Well, that's just the worst. The good thing is a lot of insurance companies are just a click away with your quote. But you know what? I don't click while I'm driving, especially when I have my grandchildren in the car. I like to kick it old school and actually talk to a human being. And if that human is local and recommended by a friend, even better. Well, that's Jack Green. Jack Green with eNational Insurance will go above and beyond to save you money on your personal, commercial liability, and all types of business insurance premiums. And he will get your quote on the same day.
Old school, huh?
That's right.
So how old is your school?
Mind your business. Call Jack Green with eNational Insurance, 767-6550. 767-6550.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Go ahead and add the Kentucky Derby to the list of sporting events that have been postponed due to COVID-19. Louisville's WLKY-TV has reported from multiple sources that Churchill Downs will put off the Derby from May 2nd to September the 5th. It'll be the first time since 1945 that the Derby won't be run on the first Saturday in May. It was delayed that year when the federal government issued a ban on horse racing because of World War II. That year, they lifted the ban on May 8th, and they ran the Derby on June 9th. The only other year that the Derby was not held in May was back in 1901, when it happened on April 29th. NASCAR released a statement yesterday announcing the postponement of all its activities and events through May 3rd. The announcement comes following the cancellation of the Atlanta and Homestead Miami races. Now you can add races at Texas Motor Speedway, Bristol, Richmond, Dover, and, yeah, Talladega has been added to the list. In the press release, NASCAR said it still intends to hold all 36 races this season. The UFC announced the postponement of its next three events. The last one was scheduled to take place on April the 11th. And while the rest of the sports world is on pause, the NFL ensured there would be plenty to talk about as the offseason schedule continued as scheduled. Yesterday morning, the franchise tag deadline came just before the legal tampering window, which allows teams to make unofficial deals with free agents. Dallas has been working to re-sign quarterback Dak Prescott. They ended up franchise tagging him yesterday to keep Prescott from entering free agency as they continue to try to work out a deal. Last night, the Cowboys re-signed former Alabama wide receiver Amari Cooper to a five-year $100 million deal. Tennessee used their franchise tag on former Alabama running back Derrick Henry. Cincinnati tagged wide receiver A.J. Green. Kansas City tagged defensive tackle Chris Jones. And Tampa Bay tagged defensive end Shaq Barrett. In the biggest move yesterday, the Houston Texans traded all-pro wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona for running back David Johnson. Late last night, the Buffalo Bills acquired wide receiver Stephon Diggs from Minnesota. San Francisco traded defensive tackle DeForest Buckner to Indianapolis. Mobile's own A.J. McCarron announced last night that he has re-signed with the Houston Texans. Whoop, whoop. The former St. Paul's and Alabama quarterback was the Texans' second-string quarterback last season behind starter Deshaun Watson. He's entering his seventh year now in the NFL. Former Atlanta tight end Austin Hooper signed a deal with Cleveland, making him the highest-paid tight end in league history. The Falcons replaced Hooper with a trade for Baltimore tight end Hayden Hurst. Quarterback Kirk Cousins agreed to a two-year contract extension with Minnesota. The Las Vegas Raiders agreed to a deal with former Tennessee Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota, and Miami agreed to terms on a contract with former Dallas cornerback Byron Jones, makes Jones the highest-paid cornerback in the NFL. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Silver Creek Shooting Range Traffic Center. Accident-free conditions continue. A nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. No problems from Fairhope to Daphne and Spanish Fort in downtown Mobile all the way to the 1065 split. Clear roadways and no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Toyota Camry lease for just $189 a month for 36 months. $44.88 due at signing, model number 2532. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with isolated showers. Highs will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, isolated showers with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingan's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingan's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs, we'll treat you like family.
Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. That's kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
655 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And we'll talk to Quinn Hillier later on in the morning, plus Gordon Deal. So Gordon Deal, who's on before us this morning for Gordon Deal, he's in New Jersey where they have some real heavy-duty curfew stuff being put in up there, and he's going to join us to talk about that and also talk about, from his perspective nationally, the coronavirus story. He's a good guy. Good guy, and it'll be good to talk to him. I think he's been on the... been on the air with us before. I've been on his show before, on the national show, but I don't know.
You know, I don't know if he
may be the first time. So, and then this story. I mentioned this. I thought this was neat. So here's a St. Patrick's Day story from MagnoliaStateLive.com. Said, a five-year transatlantic journey recently came to an end for all from all things, a hard hat emblazoned with some LSU Tiger love. Okay, now listen to this. Louisiana resident and LSU fan Matthew Bonnet was reported working in Belchase, Louisiana, which is down near New Orleans, right across the river, back in 2015. So he's working there. He was working on a job. His LSU hard hat fell into the Mississippi River there in Belchase. No doubt he chalked it up to being lost forever, but amazingly, the hard hat floated for more than 4,300 nautical miles before winding up on a rocky beach along the west coast of Ireland.
Wow.
That hat was found by beachcomber Liam McNamara, who is part of the Burren Shores Beachcombing and More Facebook group. Love it. McNamara located the hat in Fenor County, in County Clare, Ireland, meaning the hat had traveled down the Mississippi, out past Venice or South Pass or wherever, you know, past Venice, and then I don't know which pass, Tiger Pass, South Pass, Southwest. We got Baptiste Colette. I don't know how it went out. Went out to the Gulf of Mexico, then down around Florida, across the Atlantic Ocean, and ended up on the shores of Western Ireland. Bonnet had had the hat customized with LSU's purple and gold colors, making it quite distinctive. McNamara posted photos of the hat to the Facebook group, and soon a connection was made through a labor union whose sticker was still on the hat. People with the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 25, helped figure out that it was Matthew's lost hat from 5 years prior. Bonnet's wife, Nicole, posted a comment about the amazing find on social media, said he lost his hard hat right before our son was born in 2015, and he'll be 5 years old April 18th, she wrote. That means the hard hat has been on its journey as long as our son has been alive. This is truly amazing. McNamara is shipping the hat back to Bonnet, who no doubt will enjoy having the hat back as a keepsake, particularly since LSU's football team got lucky and claimed the national championship. So there you go. There's a hat that went the whole way from down in New Orleans to the western shores of Ireland in County Clare. So there's your St. Patrick's Day story.
I could see that passing Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and people like, I'm not touching that. It's got an LSU sticker on it.
We'll be right back.